This is Genoa.
This is Yusuf.
And this is In-Flight Entertainment.
Yeah, and we're in another video game week. As you guys can recall, our previous, I think it was last year, we did a video game week with Sonic the Hedgehog and Mortal Kombat.
Right, so now we're doing Mortal Kombat again.
Yeah, the 2021 version. See, now I can't do the I cannot do the Mortal Kombat yet because the song wasn't in the 2021, which kind of, but whatever.
No, I did appreciate a lot of some of the dialogue in the movie was pulled directly from the video game, which I found very clever that they like they worked it in nicely, subtly, not overtly.
Yes, I agree. Definitely. In clever ways, like, mind you. Yeah. All right. So now this. OK, for people that don't know anything about Mortal Kombat, let me give you a little history of Mortal Kombat via Wikipedia. So the game was released. It was an arcade game that was released in 1992. So Mortal Kombat is a fighting game in which players battle opponents in one-on-one matches. The fighter that completely drains the opponent's health bar first wins the round, and the first to win second round wins the match. Each round is tied. So if both fighters still have health remaining when time run out, the one with more health wins the round. Two players can start a game together, or a second player could join and during a single player's match to fight against them. If a game was in progress at the time, the winner continues at it alone. If not, the winner begins a new game. Now, pretty much this game was, I mean, there were games before that did kind of photo realistic characters, but this one pretty much like made it popular. So they filmed actual like actors kicking and punching and flipping and stuff like that. And those are the players that you will play. This is a complete departure from Street Fighter. Now, Street Fighter was like the popular fighting game. You had Ryu and Chun-Li, just cartoon type characters fighting. And this is the first time you've seen like you can play real-ish people. You know, attacking each other and ripping hearts out. And this is the fatality thing that went to what, Congress? No, because of like the video game violence, they had to usher in a video game ratings board because of Mortal Kombat.
Yes, yeah, similar to what they did with music in the 80s. It was the Tipper Gore parental advisory council that had to regulate everything out there from video games to music because it was destroying the youth.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was a very controversial game that came out at the time because no game had this degree of, you know, graphic violence, gore and stuff, things like that.
Yeah, and that's because when people were being killed in the video game, they were actually showing blood splattering.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, heads being ripped from their body and spinal cords dangling. I remember when I was in Chicago and my cousin was telling me, like, we got to go to this arcade. You have to see this game. I'm like, what is this? It's Mortal Kombat. I'm like, what in the world is a Mortal Kombat? Like, is it Street Fighter 3? Yeah, I know. So we went to see this game, and two dudes were playing it. And, you know, I was like, this is like a regular punching. It's like a Street Fighter ripoff, man. What is this? And then one of the people that was playing the game did a fatality. I think it was the one where Kano rips the heart out. My jaw right. just...
Yeah, so that scene is actually in the movie.
Yeah.
Kano tears the heart out of one of the bad guys and says, Kano wins, which is said in the video game.
Yeah, which is, like I said, it was clever how they put it in this particular movie. Yes. Yeah, my jaw dropped. And I went immediately to the coin machine, got as many coins as I can. I'm like, I have to play this game. This is crazy. Now, the popularity of Mortal Kombat spawned the 1995 movie Mortal Kombat. Wait,
It was 95 was the first one. There's a second one that came out in 97 called Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
That we would never, ever review in our lives, ever, ever, ever.
Right. I did watch it last week.
Why did you do that to yourself?
I mean, you know me. I like to go into the genre of the movies we are watching to make sure I have my complete understanding of all the movies similar to it.
Okay. When you watched it, how many glasses deep of mezcal were you in?
I have to say, I fell asleep about 10 minutes into it and woke up at the end.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, good. So it was a good viewing. Oh god, that sequel is horrible.
I woke up in like middle of it and saw bits and pieces, and the acting was so bad and the writing was so bad that I decided to keep going back to sleep.
Yeah, you might as well just put on like a Murder, She Wrote rerun at that point, you know.
Oh no, Murder, She Wrote's so much better than Annihilation.
Exactly. You know, that's why Jessica Fletcher instead of the atrocious sequel, my goodness. I think it's one of the worst sequels I've ever seen. Like, and there have been a lot of bad sequels.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now, but we're talking about the 2021 Mortal Kombat.
Right. A big difference between the 95 and 97 and the 2021 versions is the other ones were PG-13 and this is rated R. So they were able to stay true to the graphics of the video game versus the other ones that were just sort of 80s fighting movies.
And we have in this one we have a few additional characters from the second Mortal Kombat game, which would be Melina and Kung Lao, because Kung Lao was my boy. He came in the second game because he had the hat and he would throw it. He was one of my favorite characters to play in the second Mortal Kombat. Now, what I will give after watching the new one, like what I will put in high regard to original 95 Mortal Kombat is that they put all seven original characters in the movie. Some they just kind of, okay, here's all seven. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, surprisingly, Johnny Cage, and it's like a setup for the sequel. I was like, okay, I guess they're going to look for Johnny Cage in the second movie. I don't know why they didn't just put him in this one, but all right.
I mean, I don't think they necessarily needed him, did they?
Okay. They could have worked him in there. Because the main character isn't even like a fighting character in the movie. Like the main character, the MMA person that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like he's not even in the game, like at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay, this could have been Johnny Cage. Like, I don't know.
But, so in the video game, is Johnny Cage a white dude or is he an Asian guy?
He's a white dude. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe the reason why they gave us Cole Young, who's played by Louis Tan, is that they wanted to give us a more diverse cast of characters.
Yeah, I agree. I was just wondering, like, why they didn't just stick with keeping Liu Kang as the focal character in Mortal Kombat. I mean, it worked in the first one. I don't know, like, Kate's. Hey, just keep Liu Kang as like the one, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is. Now, the opening of this movie, however, whoa. I mean, it really, like, okay, strap yourself in. This is not your 90s Mortal Kombat.
Right. It's not your 90s Mortal Kombat. It's not even a video game movie. We're going into more of a traditional Chinese kung fu old school movie.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type of energy to it.
Right. Yes. With definitely blood and gore. Yeah. So you kind of, and I love the fact that you had that they made Sub-Zero was like the Terminator of this movie. It's like, mm-hmm. It's like when you see snow, when you feel a chill, when you see ice kind of materializing around, it's like, you better run because Sub-Zero's coming and he is about to destroy people. I love that about this movie. He's just like, yeah, he was like the Terminator. Like when you see him, you know, he's going to like kill some people and he cannot be stopped. And Jax. What I do like when they brought in Jax, actually Jax was a character in the second Mortal Kombat. He wasn't a character in the original. So they kind of meshing a lot of characters from the second Mortal Kombat game into this one, which is cool, but they worked it out well, in my opinion. It is cool how they got Jax to lose his arms so he can get his mechanical arms, which is his look in the game. That was pretty cool. It's a lot of stuff in this way. I'm like, okay, I really like this. I like this. This is cool.
Yeah, I mean, as I was watching it, besides some of the like quotes that are pulled from the video game, like Kano wins, or I am Sub-Zero, or Flawless Victory.
You got to have the get over here. I was waiting for that get over here. I was like, yes, there we go.
Besides some of the language, I mean, it didn't feel like a hardcore video game movie.
No. I mean, you know, the whole like, you know, magic and mysticism and all that stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing that kind of give him like a video game esque feel to the movie. But other than that, yeah, it was just, you know, some fighting and kicking and you know, mutilating. So then we have Raiden. He's the protector of the Earth Realm, and Shang Tsung is he's kind of like the baddie that's been trying to, you know, I think he's in the game, he's been manipulating, or he's been winning the Mortal Kombat tournaments with Goro, the big forearm, you know, monstrosity. Right. So in the game, if he wins 10 times, he takes over the Earth Realm. So I think they changed the story a little bit in the movie. I forget what Shang Tsung was trying to do. I think he was trying to wipe out the fighters before they can compete in this movie. I think that's why Sub-Zero was taking everybody out.
Yes. Yeah. So, cause they knew that the final like battle to win Earth was coming up. So to make sure that the Earth fighters didn't have anyone to show up for that battle, Sub-Zero was sent out across the Earth to kill or recruit any of the fighters to their side.
Right. Now, our good guys are, what's the MMA fighter name again? I forgot his name.
His name is Cole Young.
Okay, so that's our main character. He have a wife and kid. You know, that's kind of his, you know, thing. Sonya Blade, of course, the Special Forces gal. Her and Jax, they're partners. So we have Jax, Sonya, MMA dude, and Raiden is, you know, like the overseer of the Earth Realm that's going to help them get the upper hand over Shang Tsung. And then we have Liu Kang and Kung Lao, because they're Kung Lao and Liu Kang are cousins. So we have two good guys, right? And then on the other side, we have Goro, Shang Tsung, Melina. I forgot the robot dude. I forgot his name. Him and Sub-Zero.
Is it Raiko or Cabal?
Cabal, yes. It was Cabal, yeah. 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 And oh, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting about Kano. How can we forget about Kano? Kano was a pure delight in this movie. Like, his one-liners were, I mean, like, priceless. I kind of want to rewatch it just to catch all the one-liners of insults he was throwing at everybody, which is
pretty so, so Kano is one of the white guys, and he starts out, we think he's going to be a good guy, but then he ends up being a bad guy. He's a mercenary that, in the real world, that won his badge by killing someone else that had the mark of the dragon. And that's how he gets recruited to all of this. So he wasn't born a fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And him and Sonya, they're the one that's like, you know, beefing with each other. Cause I think Sonya captured him or something like that.
Sonya captured him right as he was killing the other person that was actually born with the dragon mark. And so she captured him. So they had some animosity with each other, anger issues. And Kano eventually turns his back on the earth folks and joins the dark side. Mm-hmm. And then Sonya, who has never had a dragon mark, goes and kills Kano to get her dragon mark and get her superpowers.
Exactly. So now she's one of the protectors to fight. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who I need to look up the actress who played her, but she was good. I mean, she has
McName.
She must be McName. Is she Irish?
She is from Australia.
Australia. Oh, okay. Yeah, she don't look American. I'm like, yeah, you either Irish or someplace in Europe. Yeah. But no, she was cool. I mean, actually, like, the people who played the characters, you know, they looked and they act like the characters in the video game. I mean, they kept the essence of, you know, the characters. So, yeah, I mean, they did a lot to honor the characters in this movie.
Yeah, she was in The Meg, the giant.
Oh, the shark. Jason Statham versus shark movie. Yeah. Nice. That was awesome. Okay, there's two gripes I have with this movie, and this is because, like, I love these two characters. Okay, well, I'm not gonna spoil it, but what happened to Kung Lao? I'm like, Kung Lao is like one of the most powerful fighters out of them all. And two, how they made Liu Kang kind of like a punching bag most of the movie. He was getting his butt kicked like 80% of the movie.
They made him seem very weak.
Yeah.
And Kung Lao. So in my mind, because he wasn't necessarily killed, his soul was just sucked out of his body. Couldn't you capture pull the soul back and reanimate him?
Well, in the first movie, Liu Kang released all the souls at the end.
Right. So couldn't that happen in the sequel to this so that we can get Kung Lao back?
Yeah, that's true. Because it wasn't necessarily like a, well, it's Shang Tsung's fatality, but it could be reversed, I think, you know. So yeah, he could come back. I guess he's in limbo or something right now. So I just give him that. Yeah, and two, like, yeah, they made Liu Kang just like a punching bag. I was just like, why is he getting his butt kicked so much in this movie until the end? I'm like, no.
I know this was filmed for American audiences. I wonder if for Chinese audiences, if Liu Kang actually gets more less beat down.
Oh. Because
they do that sometimes for US versus Chinese movies.
Yeah, they recut it a little bit. Yeah, they probably have it because I'm sure Liu Kang and Kung Lao and the main character is probably, you know, on like the poster first over there than anyone else. Yeah. Yeah, who knows? Maybe. But yeah, I was like, oh, come on, man. Like, Liu Kang is the stuff, man. Like, I know he's supposed to be all like peaceful and zen and all that stuff, but I'm like, come on. It was just like knocking him around all over the place. So, like, those are only two things I'm like, I don't know. I'm not with this. But everything else was on par with the game. And what was a little bit it was funny and frustrating at the same time. It's like how Raiden would just randomly just kind of just lighten his way down after everybody got their butts
kicked. Yes. I mean, who was cast in the original Mortal Kombat as Raiden?
The freaking Highlander who got cast. That's who he was.
Right, exactly. So, I feel like the current actor playing Lord Raiden, which his name is Tadan Obu Asano, and I'm sure I messed that up. it's Tadanobu and then Asano.
Right.
Last name.
Yeah. I mean, he was good, but it was just like, I could picture him just kind of hovering over lightning, just kind of watching all his people just getting like the living crap kicked out of him. And like, okay, I'll wait till they get beat down and I'll just come down and give them some pearls of wisdom so they can get themselves back up. Because the only time he interfered was when Shang Tsung and his crew was about to, you know, like, come and fight. You know, the good guys, and that's when Raiden kind of came down like, no, like, stop, you can't interfere, like, what are you doing?
Lord Raiden sort of reminded me of the, like, the way he would come in on his lightning like that. It reminded me of Big Trouble in Little China when you had those guys with the lightning come down from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's where his character came from.
Oh.
Yeah. No, the developers was like, yes, like, we love Big Trouble. We wanted to do a character similar to the lightning guy in Big Trouble Little China.
that was achieved.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, at least you know if they ever do, I'm not going to speak that into existence, but if they ever do that story again that involves a truck driver in San Francisco, yeah, like it's like, oh, cool, this could be the new lightning, you know. definitely. All right, so stuck on the tarmac rating go as follows. Sit down on the couch, butt on the couch. You know, it's a good watch. You know, it'll give you an entertaining hour or 2 hours or so of what you're watching. Putting your shoes on, contemplate going outside is meh. Don't know. And completely going outside and, you know, and fighting zombies or corona and all that other stuff that's outside.
I mean, it's sit down on the sofa for me. I can definitely watch this a couple times. It was a fun movie. The fighting in it is fantastic. In fact, the actor that plays Kung Lao, Max Huang, he was part of Jackie Chan's like stunt team.
Ooh.
And would pitch ideas to make the choreography even better in this movie. And I feel like the fighting scenes were definitely fantastic.
Yes. I'll give it a sit down. I mean, for them to make a more like darker, you know, more game, like the tone of the game, and, you know, make it, you know, more, you know, martial arts based and all that. I mean, it was a good revamp. You know, it's like, you know, the 95 one, you know, it had his kind of campy tongue in cheek appeal in his fun way that you can appreciate. But this one is more like, okay, this is more of a Christopher Nolan, darker, more serious, Mortal Kombat. So, and yeah.
I mean, looking at quotes from the director, which this is the director's first movie ever. So kudos to him for doing that. Mm-hmm. I think he had only done a music video or something prior to this, according to his IMDb page. But he had to ask Sub-Zero to slow down his fighting scenes because he was moving too fast for the camera. they got some serious fighters to play these parts. They just weren't actors that went and learned how to fight. They were real people that know how to do their shit and came through on the screen.
Exactly. And also the actor who plays Sub-Zero, I forgot his name. He was in The Last Samurai. He's been in like a lot of other movies. Great actor. Very, very, very good at his craft. And also, like, you know, he can get physical too. So, I mean, I'm glad they, you know, scooped him up and had him as, you know, Scorpion, because that first sequence in the movie was very emotional and weighty, and you know he pulls it off nicely. He's such a good actor.
He's the oldest person to ever play Scorpion.
Yeah, he does it well.
58.
How old is he?
He's 58.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell you. Yeah, you know, they're ageless. That's like Michelle Yeoh. She's like almost 60, or she's like, I think she's either 60 or something like that. And she's like about 45 or something like that. But
the guy that plays Scorpion, his name is Hiroki Sanada. He was also in Westworld. He was in The Wolverine.
Was he in the Avengers Endgame?
I don't see that on his list.
Okay, could have been another actor. I was just thinking about that scene.
I'm sorry. Yes, he was in Avengers Endgame. Yes, he was.
Yeah, because he was the one that Hawkeye killed in Tokyo.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. He's great. So there you have it, guys. Mortal Kombat. Even though at the end, like, they gave you that little yell at the end credits, you know, give a little wink back to the 90s movie. And I appreciate that. So yeah, check it out, guys. It's on HBO Max if you haven't, and it's in theaters also, because theaters are open now. If you want to do that thing, you can do that too. Cool, guys. So we're going to continue our video game movie with something scary-ish. Thursday. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a mask and get those vaccines.
Yes. Peace.